Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We took the kids this morning.
Steve Bozell is with us. Your wife walked out this morning?
This morning, yes, sir.
With the children?
Yes, sir. Because of what happened yesterday. And
Now, this what happened yesterday was after the game. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. He has filed a brief accusing. It's not accusing, but you are filing a brief with your attorney, basically saying you intend to sue the Oakland Raiders?
That is correct. I'm an Oakland Raider fan, and I have been going back. I've been going back to the ball game since they won the Super Bowl, which is back in '84, and we were very much looking forward to the big day yesterday. And I do what a lot of fans do, you know. I paint my face.
You put on the eye patches and all that stuff.
I put on an eye patch, yes, sir. I have a black cape that I wear, and we have Raider flags that we hang from the garage. And I'm just a very big fan. I've always believed in the Oakland Raiders. I believe in their philosophy. I've always believed in Al Davis. And I think yesterday was just. It was horrible from a lot of standpoints. And one of the things about sports is you want to pass it down to your son. I had my son sitting with me, and I tell you, it was
emotional, right?
It was emotional because I never thought I'd ever see the Oakland Raiders do what they did. And I've never seen a team just let me down the way they did. I told my son that the Oakland Raiders are nasty, they're mean, they're the only team that other teams are afraid of. Other players and other teams have been known to vomit out of fear, knowing that they've got to play the Raiders.
Right.
I sat my boy down to watch the Raider game yesterday, and I'm sure you saw what I saw.
Raiders got beat. They got beat. I mean, they got beat soundly.
I don't think they just got beat. I think they were emasculated in front of millions of Americans. And I think the point that I'm trying to make, Mr. Hendry, a lot of fathers were trying to pass down the Raider tradition to their sons who were emasculated as well. And when you're sitting with your son, telling him about the Raider Nation, and telling him about the black and silver, the commitment to excellence, the search and destroy, the pride and the poise, the winningest football team in four decades, and they turn around and they make a complete and utter fool out of you and every Raider fan out there.
I understand you were distraught, which led to your wife coming home, and what happened?
I told my attorney, I said to my son, you know, I was upset. My son looked at me and said, I wonder how it feels to get beaten that bad. And I said, well, what did you say, Stephen? He said, Daddy, I wonder how it feels to be beaten that bad. I said, I'm going to show you. And I wanted to make a point to the boy. Now, I wanted you to understand that I was simply trying to make a point.
What were you doing? You were making the point of what?
I wanted to show him how bad it was, how bad it felt to be beaten that bad. That's when I went into the kitchen, and I took one of those stewing carrots out of the crisper.
Okay, and you took that carrot, and you shoved it up your you-know-what, right?
Yes, sir, I did. But it was my son, and I was trying to make the point.
Now, in front of your son, but at this point, your wife and your daughter come back, right?
I had the cape up over my head. I did not see them immediately, but I did. I knew that they were there.
You knew they were there. How did you feel? Your wife and your daughter and your son, and you have a carrot up there.
I was showing my son what it was like to be beaten the way the Raiders was beaten yesterday. Now, I'm not saying that what I did was necessarily appropriate, but my wife has taken the children. She has taken them out to her parents' house in Palm Springs. I have promulgated a lawsuit against the Oakland Raiders. And I will file a brief that we intend to sue the Oakland Raider Football Club for not upholding their traditional stature in the football world.
All right, now you I talked to your attorney, Dolores Blazingame.
That is correct.
And I understand you're waiting for her right now?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm in Corona, California right now. She's going to pick me up. We're going to go over to her office and go over this.
All right, so you're on a cell phone, sir?
Yes, sir.
You are suing the Oakland Raiders for
not upholding their traditional stature in the football world by losing in a humiliating manner to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer football organization, not only to another football team, but to a football team from Florida, which is a slap in the face to the great state of California.
All right. Are you also suing for emotional distress?
Yes, sir.
Because I have never heard of a sports organization being sued by a fan in this manner. So you have to walk me through this.
Well, my attorney says that we have, since my wife took my children out of the home, simply because I was trying to demonstrate to my son what happened to the Raiders yesterday.
But you took a carrot out of the crisper and you shoved it up your butt.
Mr. Henry, one of the things you need to understand is that was a private demonstration. My wife and my daughter were out shopping. I did nothing other than to answer my son's question in the best way I knew how.
All right, so in other words, to lose the way the Raiders lost yesterday is like taking a carrot up to you-know-what.
It's like going through that in jail, yes, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is an Oakland Raider fan who is suing the Oakland Raiders for losing the game or for losing the game so badly?
First of all, it's the first Super Bowl that I'm aware of that they lost.
Well, they lost to the Green Bay Packers back in 68.
All right, but they've never lost like being humiliated like this. They have never lost like this.
All right, Mr. Bozell, you are suing the Oakland Raiders for emotional distress, alienating the affections of your family, defamation of character. What is that about?
They have defamed me and they've defamed other Oakland Raider fans by inducing me to wear a cape and black and silver makeup, and in doing so, making me look foolish to my 10-year-old son. And the most serious charge is rape. Because had they not lost to such an extent, I would not have had to demonstrate the pain to my son using that carrot.
You're going to sue the Raiders for rape? You're the guy that made the demonstration.
But the demonstration, you have to follow my logic. The demonstration would not have been necessary had the Raiders not lost that way. And I don't think any sports franchise in the history of sports has let its fans down more than the Oakland Raiders did yesterday afternoon in a little town, and maybe you heard about it, a little town south of here called San Diego, California. And from now on, they will always be, in my mind, the Chokeland Raiders, not the Oakland Raiders. Because that is what they did to me, and in so doing, my wife has taken my children. I haven't talked to my kids since this morning.
Sir, can I ask you something? Your wife has moved out permanently.
I don't know. She has left with the children to move into Palm Springs.
And the reason she gave was what?
The reason she gave is she said to me that I was not a good father. And I said to her, my wife's name is April, I said, how dare you say that about me? I was demonstrating to our boy what it's like to lose a football game the magnitude the Raiders did. And I said to her, the boy's got to learn sooner or later. And I was trying to teach the boy.
I don't know, man. I don't want to tell you how to be a father.
Well, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't.
But I got to tell you, if the wife walks in the middle of you pushing a carrot up your rear end, and you say you didn't see your wife and daughter standing
there. I could not, sir. I was wearing a cape, and I had pulled the cape up over my head to be able to do what I was doing.
So you're standing in the kitchen with a cape over your head and a carrot up your rear end.
You know something, sir? You want to make a joke about it?
No, I'm not making a joke. I'm quoting back to you what you said.
The bigger point is I'm suing the Oakland Raiders. Forget about what I was doing. Let's talk about I'm suing the Oakland Raiders for completely emasculating their fans and for lying and lying and lying about how tough they are.
You're also telling them that they induced you to wear a cape.
Yes, they did.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. My name is Phil Hendry. I have a construction contractor from Corona, California named Stephen R. Bozell, who is suing the Oakland Raiders after their loss yesterday in the Super Bowl. Melissa, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Melissa?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, and I am a huge Buccaneer fan. And I just wanted to say, I turned on the radio. This guy is totally lost it. I have children, and that is, if he is so stupid, if that is the only example that he can find from a football team losing in a game, oh, this is a game, and if I were your wife, I would have left you too. And obviously, this is not why your wife took you, the children, and left. There had to be some serious psychological problems with him to start with.
My boy asked me what it felt like to take it the way the Raiders took it yesterday.
Oh, come on. There's 100 other ways to make an example, and that is not what it felt like to lose. I am a Buccaneer fan. I know what it feels like to lose
well,
all those years, and I would have never thought of such a disgusting example.
Okay, name another way.
I hope they take your kids for good.
If you know, name another way. I'm a father. I love my son very much. I would never do anything to hurt my boy.
But you got a carrot shoved up your rear end.
I'm telling him that's exactly what it's like to be lied to by the Raiders.
But they didn't lie to you.
They lied to me.
It is a game. Hello. Someone had to lose.
How would you have demonstrated it?
Well, you know what? You Raiders fans don't know how to lose.
That's right. You know why? You know why? Because we don't lose. That's why.
The Buccaneers got a long... And they just need to learn how to lose gracefully, because it's going to happen again.
There's no such way of learning to lose gracefully. And the Tampa Buccaneers, they've been bending over and taking it in the shorts for so long.
And I just want to tell you about the little state of Florida. We are an incredible state. And we don't have near the junk you guys got over there.
Okay. I tell you what. How many Super Bowls have they won in Florida?
Two.
Who's that?
Three, actually. They won two, the Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Well, that's three.
In California, they won like almost 100.
There's not one Buccaneer fan that's stupid enough to do what you did. Not one.
If the Buccaneers had lost, man, you'd be talking out of the other side of your mouth. You don't know because they didn't lose.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because I told you, we know how to act when we lose. And it's not doing a stupid example to show our son, which is nothing to do with the football game anyway. I mean, come on.
The Buccaneer fans have been taking carrots in the rear end for as long as the Buccaneers have been alive.
Well, you know what?
Okay.
I hope you don't get a stinking dime from the NFL, and I know you won't. Hey, I have no doubt you're not going to get
it. My attorney is Dolores Blazgame, Riverside, California. You can call her up because she's assured me I've got a case.
All right, listen, Melissa, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, is suing the Oakland Raiders, suing them because they lost and in so losing have not held up kind of that tough guy tradition and that tough guy image they have. The Raiders have always talked about how they're a search and destroy, pride and poise, commitment to excellence. And in yesterday's football game, at least one of our listeners believes, or this gentleman believes, that they were humiliated to the point that it created emotional distress in this listener. And he had to demonstrate what it was like for the Raiders to lose by pushing a carrot up his rear end, is the way he put it. His son asked. So we've got a lot of different levels here, but the biggest level, I think, the man's behavior, in my opinion, is bizarre. But the bigger question is, does he have the right to sue the Raiders for not coming through on what their image is, which is commitment to excellence, pride and poise? He's suing them for $10 million. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block.
Themselves to be humiliated.
I'm back with Stephen Bozell on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You say the Raiders allowed themselves to be humiliated.
I think they did, sir, yes. I think they're a better football team than that. And when my son asked me, what's it feel like to lose like that, the first thing I thought of was is to take that carrot and do what I did with the carrot. But
now, your wife said to the police...
My wife, by the way, has no. I did not molest my son. If anything, I molested myself, but I did not molest my son.
Well, she said you had carved the carrot with a knife to look like a man's penis. Is that right?
I was simply trying to say to my son, you have to understand.
Isn't that right, sir?
That is correct, but I'm telling you that I didn't do anything to my son. It did it to me. And why are you turning this around on me? The Oakland Raiders are the ones that lied. They lied. God, they lied. They go on their website. They say they're the best. They say they're the commitment to excellence and everything. And I don't have a family.
I know you're emotional, and I know you're upset. But to take a carrot, carve it to make it look like a penis, do what you did with it, all to demonstrate to your son what it was like to lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as an Oakland Raider is way, way overboard.
Well, my wife would never have known that there was a carrot there at all. The green stock was sticking out.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Phil. Great show. Hey, I just have a comment here, and just to show the difference between true fans like Buccaneer fans and those like Raiders. Last night after the Super Bowl, there wasn't one incident where we were burning down our own town or flipping over our own cars. You know, I think that the intelligence there just goes to show that if you can't take losing, then, you know, you don't need to follow anything such as the Raiders.
The Raiders aren't used to losing. That's why Raider fans get upset. Buccaneer fans are used to losing, so you just take it in stride.
Yeah, but we don't stick carrots where they don't belong and burn up our own neighborhood.
How do I know? When the Tampa Bay Buccaneers don't have a tradition of winning, so how can they tell their kids what it's like to lose?
What?
Winners for the last 4 or 5 years.
I ain't seen you in a Super Bowl lately except yesterday.
Well, you yourself have said they took a beating. The Raiders took a beating.
Yeah.
The Raiders lied to me, and they lied to all their fans. They've got 4 decades of being the best. And when my son says, how come it, what's it like to lose that way, what other way can I demonstrate but to shove a carrot up there? There's no other way. God, it's lonely out here.
Is she going to pick you up?
She's not here yet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I know you're waiting for your attorney, Dolores Blasingame, to pick you up and take you to her office and do what?
We're going to go over the lawsuit. I'm filing the brief tomorrow.
All right, and the specifics are emotional distress, alienating the affections of your family?
That is correct, yeah.
Because how?
Because my wife left with my children.
Your wife left with your children because she saw you shoving a carrot up your rear end?
That my wife left with my children because the Raiders lost, forcing me to demonstrate to my son what it's like to be humiliated. And I can guarantee you there were fathers all across the country who probably did similar things to help their sons understand.
All right, and then defamation of character by inducing you to wear a cape and black and silver makeup.
That is correct. The Oakland Raiders have made fools out of their fans. They've made fools out of me. In so doing, I was looking foolish to my 10-year-old son.
And now you're accusing the Raiders of rape.
Yes, sir.
Because they forced you to stick the carrot up your own rear end.
Yes, sir.
You got to be kidding me, right? I mean, you got to be. How did they force you?
My boy, if they hadn't lost.
But even if they lost by 100 points, you could have. What's it like to feel? Well, how's it feel, Dad? You could have verbalized to the boy. It feels this way.
Mr. Henry, I've been a father longer than you have, and I can tell you I know exactly how to deal with a child who asks you to demonstrate the pain. You have to give it. Children don't understand unless you demonstrate something for them. They don't understand. Talking to them don't do any good. You got to demonstrate it. You have to demonstrate it. And I tell you right now, I'm a very progressive father. My son, when he was 3 years old, wanted to put his hand in the fire because he thought the fire was hot. I said, okay, you want to put your hand in the fire? I took his little hand and I stuck it over the flame. He screamed and he howled. God damn did he scream and howl. But I'll tell you what, he never stuck his hand in the flames again. Never again.
Well,
and at one time I got him, he was playing with a BB gun. He's trying to shoot birds. I said, okay, you don't know the effects of a gun? He said, no, Daddy, I don't. I said, I put the gun against his leg and pulled the trigger.
You shot your kid with a BB gun?
Just a small BB. That's what I'm talking about.
Stephen Bozell suing the National Football League. 1-800-449-8686. Stuck a carrot up your rear end.
It hurt, but it made the point.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Whitney Houston's dealer.